controversial Democratic Senate candidate Graham Platter won the primary yesterday in Maine, which could help his party take the Senate. But with new allegations of inappropriate behavior against him and his former campaign manager publicly pulling her support for him, people are split on the baggage he's bringing into this general election.
As an independent, when partisanship rules the day and it stops being about people, you lose me every time. We have literally witnessed some of the most disgusting humans rising in power, handed over by voters, and you are telling me we're going to put another person up and turn our faces at the human he's shown us he is. And it has nothing to do with his marital discrepancies. I honestly, in this day and age, don't care. Yeah. That's personal to me. That Nazi tattoo that he supposedly has covered up and said he didn't know what it meant, but many ex-girlfriends said he used to proudly call it what it is, a Totenkopf, which is a Nazi symbol. Yeah. He has shown us who he is. This was the party of Me Too. Women have made accusations. They have not been proven yet, but weren't we supposed to listen and hear them? The numbers of anti-Semitic hate, and this guy proudly wore a tattoo for years. And we're going to say, well, this time, because we might agree with this policy, we can turn our heads. I cannot turn my head, Susan.
Look,
Collins.
I don't think Republicans at this point can ask us to take the moral high ground.
There you go.
That is over at this point.
That's right.
That is over.
It's a choice.
I am sorry. Democrats have always fallen in love, and Republicans
just
have always fallen in
line.
It's time for Democrats to stop that nonsense, put emotions on the side. Let's be strategic. Let's get some power.
Yes.
Let's take over the Senate. Yes. Let's take over the House. And let's right the ship. Let's get our country back. I am sorry. Yeah. I am someone that believes in character. I am someone that believes that morals matter. But because of the state of this country, if I lived in Maine, I would hold my nose and I would vote for Platner.